Joining us now in studio is Craig Swenson, who is with 50 North, the Northfield Senior Center. Craig, good morning. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Morning, Jeff. Thank you so much for having us.
What, you know, last time we talked to you, we were just talking before we went on the air last month, man, there was like a bunch of snow on the ground, and it's time to get outside. It's nice to get outside, and I know things really start really picking up for everyone, I think, in the spring. It's a whole, you really kind of shift gears, and you guys keep yourself busy all winter long, I know that, but it's still nice to have some activities and maybe even some outdoor stuff going on.
Most definitely. We do have a lot of things going on at 50 North.
Tell us about it.
Inside and on the outside also. We do have coming up actually tomorrow, May 5th, we do have the 9th annual table tennis tournament.
All right.
And this year we are breaking records. We have 114 participants and the most highest leveled individuals that we've seen actually coming to the tournament itself.
It's amazing what a draw that is. That's not just here in town. You draw them from I know Minnesota, but upper Midwest, where do they come from?
All around in the upper Midwest.
Wow.
Yep.
And 110 of them.
114.
Now, where do you play those at?
Well, they will be at the Northfield Middle School, and mm-hmm. they have multiple tables that are set up in the main gym, and then we have an auxiliary gym that we're using also that they utilize, and they have multiple different table set up in that area too.
Wow, I had no idea the Northfield had that many ping pong tables. I guess there are.
Well, we do draw them from different locations. We have actually the individual that's coming to pick them up. He's actually going to be going to Rochester first to pick up a few tables first, and then coming up here.
All right. Now, do they? Can spectators go watch that?
Most definitely.
Oh,
it is
wonderful.
Actually free for spectators. Spectators can watch it. I personally will be there myself. I will be checking in individuals, but afterwards I hope to be being one of those sponsors, individuals be watching it. Mm-hmm. I've been watching it for the last 4 years, and it is wonderful to watch.
Yeah.
It's amazing to watch.
It's like, and I can't believe they hit that thing.
Exactly.
And it goes on the table.
Yes.
that's the big key right there. All right, a lot of fun tomorrow. What else do you have going on?
Well, we also have the Memory Cafe returning to 50 North. The Memory Cafe is a welcoming place for people with memory loss and their family and friends.
Mm-hmm.
It helps out with individuals with a wide range of cognitive capacities, focusing on socialization and creative activities for them to come together and help out with the individuals that have the memory loss.
Mm-hmm.
And that's actually going to be on Wednesdays, the second and fourth Wednesdays of each month. So the next one will be May 9th, and they'll be meeting on Wednesdays at 1 to 2:30 at 50 North.
Okay. Do you need to sign up for those, or do you just show up?
You can just show up for those.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
You can show up for those. We also have a wonderful art expo coming up. We have Jill Ewald will be doing her art exhibit at the 50 North. She will be doing a journey through time and place, which is a mixed media. That will start May 14th and go through June 15th, and her open reception will be May 22nd at 4 p.m. to 6 p.m.
Mm.
So we're pretty impressed to have that.
Yeah, she's a well-known artist
in
town and has some wonderful stuff. Boy, I got to check that out.
Most definitely. And then this year, the Popcorn Wagon, which is downtown mm-hmm. on Bridge Squares, is turning 100 years old.
Oh, wow.
100 years old. So we will be working on having actually a little celebration for that. We're looking at probably in June to have that celebration. Mm-hmm. But with the Popcorn Wagon, in order to have that Popcorn Wagon going and moving and so forth, we have to have volunteers. So we're always looking for volunteers for the Popcorn Wagon. So if you're interested with the Popcorn Wagon and wanting to get out there, especially during the summer months, let us know. We can possibly get you down there and help out with volunteering.
A nice way to spend a nice afternoon.
Extremely.
Yeah,
extremely.
It's you get to talk to people. People are friendly. You're out right there on Bridge Square. When does it start to open up? When does it open up?
They'll be opening up later this month.
Okay. Yep. All right. I'll have to watch for that.
I
like to stop in and get some popcorn from time to time.
Yes.
What else do you have going on?
Well, we also have other volunteer opportunities. We have the Use the Bit Shop, which we're collaborated with. The Use the Bit Shop is always looking for donations. We're always looking for volunteers to help out with the Use the Bit Shop. So if you have gently used materials you have gently used, furniture and so forth, let us know. We will come in and pick it up for you. We do have individuals that actually come in, work crew that will actually pick it up for you and bring it down. And then we help that, and it helps sustain the 50 North. Actually, all the proceeds come over to the 50 North and help out with the 50 North.
Well, that's a good deal, especially when they come and pick it up.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's the big guy. You like to donate stuff, but if you're not in a position where you can carry a heavy sofa or a bed or something, it's nice to have some help there.
Very true.
Good deal.
Yeah.
All right, anything else?
Well, we also have multiple different group exercise classes. I've got to throw that in there with being the fitness coordinator myself. We are ramping up our afternoon classes, so we do have some great evening classes coming up. We do have Stacy Pope coming on board. We do have also Heather Sand and Karen Whitaker teaching variety type of classes in the evening time frame, and we're wanting to promote those classes and get those classes going, especially for individuals that are not able to take any of the classes during the early mornings or afternoons due to work and so forth.
All right. Sounds good. And for more information, they can of course, just stop in. You're always welcome. And you have the website as well.
Yes, we do have our updated website. We just got it. I think it was probably about a month ago. We just got our brand new website. It would be www.50north.org.
All right. Sounds good. Greg, thank you so much for coming in. We certainly appreciate it.
Thanks so much.
Have a great month.
You too.
We'll see you in June. Greg Swenson, once again, of 50 North, the Northfield Senior Center. Always activities going on there. So stop on in or check out that brand new website he just mentioned.